And Daf Kuvdan Beis Rabbi Yisai Hanitana Kama Chitay Ma'achil Gufik Kamenayu. And the Gemara ends up saying that that really Itaki is Tana Kama, and El Hakamashul and Mat Tana Kama Rabbi Yisai. And V'chol Ayim Adav Shemayim Maybe Gulaylam Shnama V'Taim Estel Amelch B'Shem Mardechai. So this was really Rabbi Yisai the whole time, but the Tana said it then to tell us that this was Rabbi Yisai to be Mekayim this din of Kol Ayim Adav Shemayim Maybe Gulaylam, as we learn from Esther and Mardechai. And the kasha is, there's no dimyan to what happened over there with Esther and Mordechai. Over there was maybe Gula Olam because of the Hishtalshus Zanyanim that was said B'Shem Mordechai. Eventually that was Misaba B'Gula because it was known that it was Mordechai. That itself brought about the Gula. M'shankin over here, when you have a random Tana who his name wasn't mentioned, then you mention his name, there's no reason why B'derech HaTav and that should bring Gula Olam. So how can you bring a raya from what happened with Esther Mordechai? Anytime you say Davar Hashem Ayma, that should also bring Geula La'olam. And the Chasam Seif over here seems to be bothered with that, and he says that it means that the schus of what you're doing, if it happens to be a time which is an ace to be nickel from Mitzara, then that could be Misabiv, that through what you're doing, it'll bring Geula La'olam, just like it happened over there with Esther, but it still needs beer. Then why, in what sense, should this Maisa that you're doing bring Geula La'olam? Mechitesi over there did it because that's how it worked through the Shalshus Ainyana, but why should it do it over here? And I think the answer could be, I'll be what the Maral writes in the Archadash. And Esther, he says, what's the pshat that because when you have a Dibur that somebody said, Reuven said a Dibur, now Shimon is saying it over in his own name, and not giving credit to Reuven, so that Dibur, in a sense, is not where it belongs. It really belongs to Reuven, and now Shimon has it, and it's being controlled by Shimon. It's under the leadership of Shimon, and it doesn't really belong there. It really belongs to Reuven. So it's like locked up in a jail, which is not where this dibur belongs. And when you say the dibur b'shem Omer, you're taking the dibur, you're bringing it back to its shayrus, you're bringing it back to where it belongs. In a sense, you're bringing geula to that dibur. The dibur is not being jailed by Reuven, but now it's going back to Shimon where it belongs. So there's a geula being sent to that dibur, and therefore the b'schusa you do that. When you say B'Shem Ayim, you're doing an act of Geula. You're freeing the Dibur, bringing it back to where it belongs. So in that schus, that brings a Kayach of Geula to the world, and that will work for people as well, work for Klai Yisrael as well. The Klai Yisrael who is in Galus, where they don't belong, and they're under the leadership of someone else, you'll bring Geula to the world, and Klai Yisrael will go back to where they belong, go back to their Makim, and be in their own under their own Shlita. So it's a certain Kayach. When you're Ayim Adav B'Shem Ayim, it's a Kayach of Geula. You're literally doing Geula to the Dibur, and that's chus, it brings gula to the world as well. So it's not b'derech siba m'saybev, but it's b'etzemi doing a ma'aseh of gula. And that's why it happened with Esther Mordechai as well. When she said b'shem Mordechai, that was giving it back to, bringing it back to its shirish, which brought about a kach of gula, which ended up bringing about that being ma'ar kach of gula that brought about the Yeshua and Huda. And every time you do it, you're being gael the dibur, and the chus that gael the dibur, you bring that kach of gula to the world. And whichever way it will work, then also will bring a gula l'aylam.